This week's parsha, we have the story of the curses and the blessings, the brachas and klalos, that the people accepted upon themselves on Har Grizim and Har Eval. And Rashi explains briefly that six Shvatim were on Har Grizim, and the Kohanim would turn there and say a bracha, which the Torah itself doesn't actually say. It was the inverse of whatever klala the Torah says, whatever arur the Torah says. Like, for example, the Torah says, arur isha asher ya'asa pesel masecha, and the blessing version of that would be baruch isha asher lo ya'asa pesel masecha. So you had six Shvatim on Har Grizim, the Kohanim would face Har Grizim and say the brachas, and the other six Shvatim were on Har Eval, and the Kohanim and Levim would say the curses facing Har Eval. Before that, the Torah tells us how the people would need to make a mizbeach. They carried 12 stones, there's 12 curses and 12 shvatim. I'm sure there's a connection there, but I'm not sure what it is. So if you guys want to think about that and let me know if you think of something, that would be amazing. But they have 12 stones that they come and they use these stones to build a mizbeach at the foot of the mountain of Har Eval. But the Torah says something very interesting that I think leads to a pretty obvious question. It says that you have to, Uvanisa Sham Mizbeach, it says you should take these 12 stones and build them a Mizbeach, La Hashem Alekecha, Ta Hashem our God, Mizbach Avanim, Le Sanef Aleihem Barzel, it should be a Mizbeach of stones. You should not hew them or chisel them with iron. It says Avanim Shalemais Tivne, you should build them as whole stones, complete stones, as Mizbach Hashem Alekecha, to use for this altar, Vahalisa Alav Oilis, La Hashem Alekecha, and then you can bring up Oilis and Karbanis. So, you need to use whole stones. They need to be complete, not chiseled or fashioned in any way. Now, if you look at a building anywhere, any wall, any building, any house, any facade, anything that people build nowadays, it's typically, in a modern sense, is with bricks or rocks that have been chiseled to squares or rectangles in some way. Even the Kosel has been, they took specific rocks and set them up in a wall, and you do the same thing with bricks. And it makes sense that you do that because when you box something, it fits in much nicer and you can build much better with it. So why? And it looks much nicer also. If you see the olden day, like in Eretz Yisrael, you have these, if you go hiking up north, or here in Muncie, we have some like with the Indian, you could find where Indians used to make property lines with little small stone walls. It looks sloppy almost when you have just stones botched together, whole complete stones, but without like chiseling them down. Why would the Torah want us, why would Hashem ask us to make a mizbeach, which is the it's the structure that we use to serve Hashem. We bring our karbanos. You want it to look respectable and nice. Why on earth would Hashem ask us to make it with whole and complete stones as opposed to chiseled out stones? It happens to be, this is not just like some random, you know, commandment that comes once, that is in Parshas Kisavai, sort of stuck between the Teichacha, right before the Teichacha and right before the blessings and curses. It's sort of in the middle of nowhere. If you turn, the Torah has a very similar commandment. It says at the end of Parshas Yisrael, right after Asaras Hadibres. So it's pretty central, right? We're following up the Asaras Hadibres with these words. The pasuk over there says, first of all, it says you can make Mizbach Adamatas. Li Hashem says, make me an earthenware mizbeach, and then you could bring your karbanos on it. And the next pasuk says, this is Shemais Parak Chaf Pasuk Chaf Beis, it says, V'im mizbach avanim ta'asali, if you don't want to make an earthenware stone, if you don't want to make an earthenware, an earth mizbeach, you want to make a stone mizbeach, lay sivna eshen gazis, do not build them with hewed rocks, right, with that came from a quarry that you chiseled nicely. You have made it not holy anymore because you have you put your sword on it. Basically, the way you chisel a rock out with some piece of iron, and that makes it much nicer and neater. But Hashem says, I don't want that. That's made it chalal. That's made it empty of the kedusha that a mizbeach needs. So we're following up that Saras Adibra. So this is a pretty central theme, and you have the same question there. Why not chisel stones to make them as Mizbeach, right? So I think that the question leads right into the answer, because I think that Hashem does not want us to be perfect. I think that Hashem is perfect enough himself. I think that if you when you look at bricks, they're cookie cutter bricks, right? Or stones that have been chiseled to fit into place into neat boxes. They're cookie cutter stones. Hashem didn't make us like cookie cutters, and he doesn't want us to be all exactly the same like a cookie cutter, because that what makes us special and individual is, if you look at a rock, if you want to go outside right now and pick up a little rock, no two rocks will look the same, and each rock has specific bumps and grooves and ditches and ups and downs. Each one has specific grooves that will help it. If you really could, if you have a bunch of rocks together, it won't look perfect, but each rock will help the other one lay correctly if you choose to put the right rocks together and choose to use, let's say, where one rock goes up, you find another rock that goes down and they fit in together nicely, and then there's another space, so you'll find the third rock to fill that space, and that'll lead you with another little nub sticking out that you'll have to put a fourth rock on. And that's how you build a wall. You have to find the natural puzzle piece parts, if you will. It's like a natural jigsaw puzzle with like nature. You have to find the natural ups and downs, the natural imperfections of the rock, and it's building through the imperfections. That is what you do when you make a mizbeach with complete and whole stones. You're not taking a stone and shaving off and with iron and knocking off whatever makes it original and makes it special. That's not what Hashem wants us to do. That is for a perfect world where everybody needs to be perfect. Little square bricks, little square stones, everybody fits in really nicely. I don't think that's what Hashem intended for us. Hashem is perfect enough. He doesn't need us to be perfect. What he needs is for us to see ourselves as stones that have imperfections, what can be perceived either as imperfections or as pieces of ourselves that can help us connect to somebody else. Where I have an excess of space, where I have a little part sticking out of me, somebody else has an inverse. Somebody else has a need, right? My stone needs to fit into that person's stone, and vice versa. I have a part of me that has a need, and somebody else has something that they can fill that with. And if you shave off everything, it still will fit together, but nobody's giving to anybody else. They're just laying together by default. And I think what Hashem wants from us, because building a mizbeach is how we serve Hashem. So I think the mashal for us to take now into our lives is Hashem wants us to find the individual parts of us that are special and unique. And even though they're not perfect, it is specifically through the uniqueness and the imperfection that we're able to connect to other people, and we're able to help other people and accept help ourselves by realizing our imperfections. And I think, to go back to those psukim at the end of Parshas Yisrei that talk about the two types of mizbeach that we're allowed to make, a mizbeach Adama and a mizbeach Avanim. So I think Adama is where we all come from, right? That's where Adam Rishon came from, and that's essentially where we all come from. We're all partially dirt and earth. And I think that taking the... if you want to make a mizbeach of earth, Rashi says it has to be mechuber l'karka. You'll be stuck in one place. It's great. You could serve Hashem that way, but you're never going to... number one, you'll never technically be able to transport. And number two, you're essentially serving Hashem from where you are, which is amazing and incredible. But if you want to take it to the next level and build a structure that is not the earth, you want to add to the world that Hashem made, to do that, you have to make a mizbeach avanim. And Hashem says, you want to know how to do that? How to really launch yourself off the ground and make a 3D structure to serve me from on top of the ground? You want to build on top of the world that I made? You can't do it by hewing and chiseling stones into perfect little squares. That's not the way to do it. You have to realize that each stone is specific and each person is just as, if not more, specific. And you have to put people like that together and put stones like that together. And through finding the individuality of each person and of ourselves and connecting with everybody, and finding where I can give and where I need to take, and coming together like a nation, like a group of stones that come together to build an amazing structure, that is how Hashem wants us to serve Him. And I think that is how to make a structure to serve Hashem, to not just serve Him from something mechuber l'karka, to really take it to the next level. And that is why I'm really happy and proud to tell everybody about my website now. For now, I'm using it to house all of my Divrei Torah. If you want to, please share the link with your friends and family. I hope they'll appreciate it and enjoy it. And it's really, you know, me trying to give over the message that I try to find in the Torah, from both finding the way that the Torah is all connected to each other, through paralleling as much as I can different stories and different words to things that we wouldn't have understand, that we would not have thought originally to connect, to really give a sense of depth, and through that really to help myself and everybody understand how the Torah, what messages we can have in a deep way for living, you know, right now in 2018. And eventually I'm hoping the website can become something more, but for now it's a place for all of my Divrei Torah. And the name, really inspired by this week, by the words of this week's parsha, is Avanim Shleimais. Whole stones was already taken, so the name of the website is stonesuncut.com. That's stonesuncut.com. Please check it out and share it with as many people as you think would like it. Thanks so much. Have a great Shabbos.